Can I go from yoga teacher to mindfulness coach? Hey friends, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School, episode 2723. In this episode, we're going to hear from a Bay Area yoga teacher who wants to expand into the world of mindfulness coaching. She's seeking guidance on how to structure her services and reach potential clients. So what if you're doing one thing and you want to expand to something that is a little bit similar, but also different? How do you do that? And how do you go from, in this case, yoga teacher is group classes, mindfulness coach, I assume, is individual. What are maybe the three best things she can do to see the highest odds of success? I'll do my best to be helpful to her. We're going to hear her detailed question and my answer after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Sade, a yoga instructor from San Francisco. I've seen the powerful impact of mindfulness and meditation on students, and I want to start offering a side service as a mindfulness coach, but I'm not sure how to structure my offerings or package my services in a way that's attractive to potential clients. Should I focus on one-on-one coaching, group workshops, or create digital products like guided meditation recordings? And also, how can I effectively reach and market to potential clients who are interested in mindfulness and meditation?
Thank you for the question. Let's dive in. Should you focus on one-on-one coaching, group workshops, or making digital products? Okay, so first things first, I don't usually tell people what they should do. That's kind of up to you. But I will give you some guidance on the marketing feasibility of these ideas, and then that might help you to decide. So if we think about these different options, I think going from what you've been doing now, like being a yoga teacher in groups, moving to a group workshop is probably the easiest thing to do. And like you see that a lot with yoga studios. It's like, hey, once a month, there's going to be a mindfulness workshop or some other type of workshop. It could be on finances. It could be on manifesting. It could be on whatever. It's an easy sell. It's a natural like evolution from one thing to the other. The second thing, the one-on-one coaching, that might be a bit harder just because it's a much bigger commitment from people. Like if they're used to signing up for a yoga class, they're paying a certain price for that. One-on-one coaching is going to be much more expensive. And it also just feels like more of a commitment overall, not just financially. Digital products, that's a totally different thing. That's almost like if you are thinking about passive income, if you're like, hey, I've been doing a service business, and I would like to be able to have some more passive income. We actually have a question coming up tomorrow from a web developer who's been performing a service business, building websites, and wants to be able to have passive income where he can go away and come back and find out that he's made money. So that's great. But if you want to go that route, that's almost like a totally different kind of process. And for the first two things, where do the clients come from? Well, you want to leverage your existing yoga client base, right? Those are the people that you know. And so you want to think about what do they want? Like what do they value? What is important to them? And how does that overlap or intersect with the things I am good at and the things that I want to do? Ultimately, you want to do something that you're excited about and passionate in, but it should also be valuable to other people if you're trying to monetize it, which is a big part of what we're trying to do here with the podcast. So whatever you decide, focus on communicating the specific benefits and the transformative potential of your mindfulness coaching. Listeners, let me know if you have a question, feedback, ideas, a case study, or experience of your own, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We also have a resource page for every episode. This was 2723. New episode coming out tomorrow and every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.